Joe Biden greenlit Iran's attack on Israel?
Random thoughts, politics, culture, religion, what is the vision?
Welcome to Random Thoughts, Rayshawn Blyden here. Leave a like, share, and subscribe. If you're into making beats, rehdogg.com for your beats. Any kind of beat that you can think of. If you don't see anything that you like, contact us and we can certainly have that available. Politicalbombshow.com as usual for all your news. Let's talk about this. This seems really nuts to me. Now, you always can go by the headlines. You have to read into the article. Let's not just go by the headlines. So let's read this article. Joe Biden greenlit Iran's attack on Israel. By the way, this is an opinion piece, I might add on here. So the opinions expressed by the contributors, blah, 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 does not represent the views of redstate.com. So this is an opinion piece. Let's just start with that. By the way, I never did address O.J. Simpson's dying, I think last week maybe. But what's to address? What's to address? In my opinion, he got away with murder and... yeah, what can you say? Now he's just got to wait for Judgment Day, as all of us will eventually. In a stunning yet somehow unsurprising turn of events, evidence has now emerged that Joe Biden didn't just know about Iran's attack on Israel, but that he went so far as to green light it through the back channels. Again, as Red State reported, Iran launched a series of drones and ballistic missiles on Saturday at the Jewish state, with almost all of them eventually being intercepted and down. But while Israel ponders how to retaliate, a new report includes shocking information on the lead up to the attack. Now you have here on X from the Jerusalem Post, Iran informed Turkey in advance of its planned operation against Israel, a Turkish diplomatic source told Reuters on Sunday, adding that the U.S. conveyed to Iran via Ankara that its operation must be within certain limits. There's no way to sugarcoat that. The Biden administration told Iranians it was acceptable to attack within certain limits. Were those limits adhered to? That somehow only the president and his handlers can answer. And never will, of course not. But given their rush to demand Israel not strike back, it would seem probable that everything went according to plan. This is a betrayal that is hard to fathom. If an offensive attack was getting ready to be launched against the United States, and one of our allies told our enemy to go ahead with the attack within certain limits, it would be an international scandal and the end of that alliance. Yet Israel is just expected to take this garbage from Biden and his cohorts without questioning it. For Israel's own sake, I hope they respond harshly to this and reestablish deterrence. Whatever Iran has on Biden and the entire Obama alumni must be incredibly serious given the links these people are going to protect a terrorist state. Still, that can't be allowed to dictate policy in this arena. If Iran gets away unscathed after launching this attack, it won't hesitate to launch an attack once it has secured nuclear weapons. Of course they won't. If I'm not mistaken, they want to wipe Israel off the face of the earth, the face of the map or whatever. That doesn't mean a full-scale war is necessary. As I explained, Iran's current offensive capabilities are limited, and as are their defensive capabilities, and any retaliatory strike against their nuclear program would not lead to a regional war. The same would be true if their drones' factories were hit. If the Biden administration wants to continue to inexcusably support and enable Iran, Israel shouldn't play along. There's too much on the line. And if the president continues down this insane path, he will lose the election in November. He's already going to lose it. That would be all the better for Israel and, more important, the Americans. Now, call me a conspiracist, but I maintain that Biden isn't, he's a puppet. He's not in charge of these things. Just think back of 2008. Whose side of the war was that president on? Well, that same president is running things now, whether you want to believe it or not. It's absolutely true, and that's why these things are happening. If you just look through the lens of the, with look through your eyes of those lens, that the president of 2008 is still the president currently, then you'll understand why these insane things are going on. He never liked Israel to begin with anyway. So what do you expect would happen? What do you expect? Anyway, that's all I got, because I'm just going to get hot and heated here. Leave a like, share, and subscribe, and I will see you in the next one.
Random thoughts, politics.